The movie Casablanca, along with Citizen Kane, are considered by many critics to be two of the greatest movies of all time. Certainly, Casablanca is one of the most written about movies of all time. In his new book, We'll Always Have Casablanca, The Life, Legend, and Afterlife of Hollywood's Most Beloved Movie, Noah Eisenberg has written a hugely entertaining and readable book that outlines how Casablanca came to be made and how, over time, it has become ingrained into the American psyche. Casablanca started out as a play entitled Everyone Comes to Rick's, written by Murray Burnett and Joan Allison. The storyline is quite simple. It's pre-World War II, and when American expatriate Richard Blaine, currently a nightclub owner in Casablanca, runs into a former lover, Elsa Lund, in his nightclub, he is visibly shaken. It turns out that Elsa and her husband, who leads an underground resistance against the Nazis, are on the run, and only Rick can help them by providing them with letters of transit so they can leave Casablanca. What We'll Always Have Casablanca does is give us insight into things that most readers don't know about the movie. In one of the book's most enlightening chapters, Eisenberg details how Casablanca became indebted to a host of actors and extras in the cast, people who were in fact refugees from the Nazi regime. It is also not widely known that Julius and Philip Epstein, the original screenwriters for the movie, left that assignment to go work on another screenplay. Casablanca was then assigned to Howard Koch, and it was only when the Epsteins returned from their other assignment that the actual nuts and bolts of the screenplay came together. Eisenberg points out that although Ingrid Bergman and Humphrey Bogart, the movie's lead actors, have gotten much of the credit for the success of the movie over the years, it is the presence of skilled character actors like Sidney Greenstreet, Peter Lorre, and Claude Rains, rugged old pros who never miss their mark, who truly give the movie its rich tapestry and helped carry it to fame. Eisenberg points out that several other things have served to give Casablanca its enduring popularity. The film gained a certain sense of coolness and panache in the 1960s, pushed forward by a fresh new wave of critics and U.S. campus film societies. Of course, there can be no mention of Casablanca without mentioning the song As Time Goes By. That song, made famous by Dooley Wilson as Sam, who played the role of a sidekick, confidant, and butler to Bogart's Rick, gives Casablanca its lyrical edge, and the phrase, "Play it again, Sam," has become part of the American vernacular. That iconic misquote, "Play it again, Sam," however, never occurred. When Elsa surprises Rick at his cafe, she asks Sam to play As Time Goes By on the piano for her. Rick hears the song and is immediately incensed. What Elsa actually says is, "Play it once, Sam, for old time's sake." And as Rick, in his agitated state, hears their song being played, he rushes up to Sam and says, "You played it for her, you can play it for me." The words, "Play it again, Sam," were never uttered. Whether those four famous words were ever spoken or not is immaterial. Casablanca is a masterpiece of cinematic art that won 3 Oscars, including Best Picture. And in describing the life, legend, and afterlife of Hollywood's most beloved movie, Noah Eisenberg has captured the pure essence, intrigue, and poetry of this movie masterpiece on paper. This is Robert Greer for KUVO Radio in Denver.